From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A momentous day in the U.S. diplomacy is being lauded and condemned by American lawmakers as Washington and Havana reopened embassies and the United Nations gave its blessing to a landmark nuclear accord with Iran. Democratic Senator Richard Durbin tweeted, "Opening our embassy in Havana will begin to open Cuba to the value of our democracy. The power of ideas and the force of an open economy and an open society will succeed in Cuba." Republican Cuban-American Senator Marco Rubio saw nothing to celebrate. History will remember July 20, 2015, as Obama's capitulation Monday, the day two sworn enemies of the United States were able to outmaneuver President Obama to secure historic concessions, Rubio said in a statement. The U.N. Security Council approved the Iran nuclear deal Monday, clearing a path for lifting crippling economic sanctions against Tehran as its nuclear development program is restrained. Representatives of all 15 countries on the council voted in favor of last week's deal. The council's five permanent members, the United States, Britain, France, Russia, and China, along with Germany, negotiated with Iran. Assuming Iran adheres to the nuclear agreement, the approved UN resolution calls for an eventual end to seven sets of sanctions passed since 2006 to force Iran to halt what the United Nations and the West contended was an effort to develop a nuclear bomb. Tehran has always said its nuclear weapon or nuclear program was for peaceful purposes. The council charged its nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, to undertake the necessary verification and monitoring of Iran's nuclear commitments while calling on Iran to cooperate fully with the IAEA. This is VOA News. A suicide bombing in Turkey's southeastern city of Suruk has killed at least 28 people and left nearly 100 others injured. No one has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack, although Turkish officials say they have strong reasons to believe it was perpetrated by Islamic State militants. The ministry called for people to remain calm in the face of the attack that it said targeted the country's unity. U.S. President Barack Obama has met with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House to discuss the threat posed by Boko Haram militants and other issues. Mr. Obama called Nigeria one of the most important countries in the world and said its recent election and peaceful transition to a new government is an affirmation of Nigeria's commitment to democracy. He added he is very concerned by Boko Haram attacks and he believes President Buhari has a clear agenda about defeating the group and rooting out corruption that has held Nigeria's economic prosperity back. Mr. Obama said he looks forward to discussing how the United States and Nigeria can cooperate on counterterrorism issues. The trial of former Chadian ruler Hissène Habré got underway Monday. Once dubbed Africa's Pinochet, Habré is facing trial for alleged human rights abuses, including 40,000 deaths during his eight-year rule. Mariamo Diallo files from Dakar.
L'audience de la Chambre Africaine extraordinaire d'assises de la Cour d'appel de Dakar.
The long-awaited trial of former Chadian leader Hissène Habré opened in the Senegalese capital, Dakar. Habré is standing trial on charges of crimes against humanity, torture, and war crimes during his eight-year rule. Before proceedings started, Habré, dressed in white with a turban, sat quietly until some of his supporters erupted with shouts in French saying, "Long live Chad and long live President Habré." A provisional calendar indicates Habré's trial would last approximately 3 months. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, in Dakar.
A military exercise involving Ukrainian and U.S. forces, along with troops from more than a dozen other countries, opened Monday in western Ukraine as fighting between government troops and Russia-backed rebels escalated in eastern Ukraine, despite a ceasefire. About 1,800 troops from 18 countries, mostly NATO members or partners, are participating in the Rapid Trident 2015 exercise, which is being held in the Lviv region from near Ukraine's border with Poland. Russia's foreign ministry released a statement Monday denouncing the exercise. The Army in Europe's West website describes Rapid Transit as a regional command. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.